Today we're speaking with Alan Harrison, who's running for the position of mayor. Thank you very much, Alan, for coming into the studio.
Yeah, thank you, Jeanette, for the invitation.
So let's begin by having you tell us something about yourself. Were you born and raised here, or did you come to the Shoe Swap from elsewhere?
Well, I was raised here. My parents moved here in 1960. I was born in 1959. So I've spent my childhood and most of my life in Salmon Arm.
What's kept you here?
My wife and I, after graduating from university as a teacher in 1983, went to the place where there was jobs. And so we went to Tumbler Ridge, and we spent 5 years there. And it was a great 5 years. Our eldest son was born there. But we always had a longing to come back. And, the Shoe Swap's a special place. We feel very fortunate to have been able to return, find employment, and raise our kids here. It's just an outdoor paradise. And, it's a wonderful place to live.
So what kind of things have you been doing while you're here?
Yeah, we raised our children here, of course. And so that coaching and guiding them along and doing the local things with three boys that you would do, that certainly occupied a middle part of our lives. My wife and I love to hike, and we're very appreciative of the Shoe Swap Trail Alliance. We hike, I think, pretty well every trail in the area, and there are many. We like to get outdoors. We're avid tennis players. I'm a runner. And we like to be involved in the community.
Now, what do you like most about living in the Shoe Swap?
You know, I think it's just the feel, actually. The air is clean, the environment is great, the people here we find super friendly. Everywhere you go, you have opportunity to meet and converse with people that you know. The size of the town, approaching 20,000, is perfect. You have the amenities you need, yet you also have the space that we desire. So there's a lot of pluses.
Turning that last question around, is there anything that you don't like about living here?
You know, honestly, I don't think there's anything that I dislike about living in the Shoe Swap.
What do you feel are your most important personal attributes and values?
You know, this past 4 years as the mayor, we have really tried to build a culture of diversity, a culture of acceptance, a culture of tolerance, and also a culture of shared leadership. And so in my schools as school principal, I always practice the same. And I think what we've been able to achieve as a council, a diverse council of opinion, is a team that is pulling in the same direction. And although we disagree on ideas, we do not debate people. We talk about ideas and how we feel about them. And together we move forward, we collaborate. And so that is an environment where you get things done. And I have to give credit to the council that I've been working with. You know, we all sometimes win votes, sometimes don't. But regardless, once it's done, we all get together and we move forward together. And that is a huge benefit to the community. It's a professional way to look at things and a very respectful way to operate. And so that's the kind of environment that I can bring.
In line with that, who are some persons you particularly respect in this community?
Boy, there's so many. I guess I'll start with a guy like Roy Sakaki. Roy has given his life to youth. I followed Roy as a principal at two different schools, and those were big shoes to fill. So well respected, such a good listener. He does things for the right reasons, and he's totally dedicated to Salmon Arm Minor Hockey. So that would be one person that I would pick out. There is some others. The late Peter Purves. Peter was certainly someone that I looked up to, learned a lot from, a leader who didn't lead from above, but led from beside, always respectful. Julian Kuhn is another one, past principal. The reason I became principal was because of Julian. And the reason that made me do that was Julian got out and played with kids, and he was involved on the playing field. And I think that I've applied that to all of my work. And that includes being the mayor. You have to be willing to get out there and be involved with the community. And so, yeah, that's another one. You know, there are so many. I have great respect for our new CAO, Erin Jackson, who is the first female CAO in the city. And Erin is a very current thinker, always learning, willing to take a step back, listen. If we make a mistake, we fix it, we move forward. Taking a chance is okay. So, you know, those attributes from a young person, that's great to see.
In your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and Arium?
There's a number of issues. I think just before I talk particularly about issues, I think the most important piece is the place and the way people come at things. And so that respectful, professional way we attack problems, that's the most important. Issues that we need to look at, of course, housing is one of them, and the city has a role to play there. And I'm talking about housing across the spectrum. We have a housing strategy that we built in the city, formed by council and led by Councillor Lavery and Councillor Wallace Richmond, who are co-chairs of the Housing Task Force. And that housing strategy talks about housing, supportive housing, talks about housing geared to income, but also talks about housing for those who are young families and are looking for their first home. And I think that we cannot forget that in this housing strategy. It's a very important one, because it leads to employers being able to get employees who are able to find housing. And that's a struggle right now. People are wanting to come to our area, have employment, but finding the housing is a challenge. And the market is, it's hot. I mean, there's all kinds of building happening. We need to help through zoning, through official community plan, through working cooperatively with the provincial government. So I would say housing is, of course, a big one. That's tied some to those who are difficult to house. And those, when we talk about homelessness, there's a number of different layers to that. I'm talking about the very difficult to home, often related to addiction, often related to mental health. And we have a role to play there too, but the responsibility is with the provincial government, and we've been working hard with them. We met with them at the UBCM. I'm expecting that we're going to have an announcement of help shortly. So that's certainly another issue. A third is active transportation, which is about walking and cycling and moving in ways other than with cars. And we are working hard at that. I think that's something that the community wants. Our community likes to get out. So we need to have a plan, which we are just on the verge of passing now, so that we can make conscious decisions to make sure that the network routes for walking, hiking, and cycling in the city are built over time. Because we want to try to move away from cars as much as we can, especially in our leisure time. So those are three issues. There's, of course, many others, but I'd say those are three that are near the top of the list.
So what is your main personal reason for running for office?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. I've been a councillor in the city for quite some time. I've been the mayor for one term, 4 years, and we are smack in the middle of a lot of stuff. Two particularly large projects, of course, are the four-laning Salmon River Bridge west of town. 4 years ago, not a pebble had been moved on that project. It was stalled. I worked hard, and my council worked hard, and staff as well, to re-engage that project. And over those 4 years, we are now to the stage we're at now. We are about 75% complete. Of course, it's a project funded by the province and the feds, about $180 million project. But the city is very involved, because the frontage road piece, we've taken the opportunity to upgrade our water system there, and we will adopt those roads once they're complete. So I want to be there to help finish that off. There is still some work to do. Second project, Ross Street Underpass. It's a project that was planned and talked about for a long time, decades really. And we went to the residents in 2018. asking them if they would support the borrowing of some money, $5.2 million, to build, help build the Ross Street Underpass, and they said yes. Since that time, of course, there's been a pandemic. It's amazing that we are 70% complete on a hugely complicated project during a time when it's very difficult to build. And I've been involved every single step of the way, and I would like to ensure that that project comes to fruition. I know it will. We will be walking, cycling, driving underneath the train tracks in April. So I'd like to be there to finish that off. And I'm looking ahead to some pretty exciting and important things that are happening in our community. We've just completed our strategic plan, and there's a number of projects there that are important. Water projects, basic infrastructure, as well as pollution control center, sewage treatment plant. And this is going to be an expensive one, but it's one we have to do. We have to increase our capacity. We want to improve the environmental output there. And we also want to get rid of the smell. So I want to be involved in that.
As an incumbent, we know you've run for office before, but what is it like for you participating in this election campaign?
Yeah, I've been involved in lots of different election campaigns, and I'm not sure it's any different. I think it's very important for us to stay in our lane. I'm able to talk with people about the things that I think are important and the ways I think that we should get there and the things that I think we should do. And so in that way, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to communicate and engage with the community so that they can make an informed decision on how they wish to vote. So I don't think it's different really than a lot of other elections. This one is as important as any because Salmon Arm has been discovered and people want to come here and we want to move forward. We want to make sure that we move forward with infrastructure in place. I predict our growth rate will be about 2% a year from here on in. And that is actually a very healthy growth rate. We can handle that rate. We can keep up. But we have to make sure that we keep the big picture in mind, which is, why did we come here? We want to make sure that we keep those values in place.
Now, I think you've already answered this question, but just in case, can you tell our listeners what you would like to accomplish if you're elected?
Yeah, I think I did sort of answer that, but I perhaps did not talk about the leadership piece and the importance of ensuring that we have a shared leadership model there at City Hall, both for staff, for the community, and for council that's elected. I will bring that.
And now finally, if you're elected, what do you hope to leave as a legacy when your time of office comes to an end?
You know, I'm not really a legacy leaver. I want to certainly leave the community in a better place than where we started. And I think that is really in that culture. What's really neat, what's happening in our community is that young families are coming here. And at City Hall and city workers, we have a much more diverse group, especially in age, than we ever have before. You can see the community changing that way. Our demographic is getting younger. And so I think that's very healthy. I don't know if that's a legacy, but through our Economic Development Society, which is probably the strongest arm's length agreement that I've seen in municipalities around the province, LANAFIT and the Economic Development Society and the board there, we could not spend dollars in a better way. They've helped us rebrand and certainly target that younger population. So my goal is when I leave that the population here is more diverse across every section of the population.
Well, Alan, thank you for coming in to share your thoughts about being a candidate in the upcoming election.
Thank you very much.